Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key features of the Railway Amendment Bill 2024. The participants are Lalit Chandra Trivedi, former General Manager, Eastern Central Railways, and Deepak Kumar Dash, journalist.
Yesterday, Rajya Sabha passed the Railway Amendment Bill, which was also passed in the Lok Sabha in December 2024. With this, the bill is now set to become an act after the President gives the assent. Let's listen to what Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had to say about the Railway Amendment Act.
जो कोऑर्डिनेशन की जरूरत थी रेवेन्यू शेयरिंग के लिए, मान लो एक ट्रेन मुंबई से निकली और उसे आसाम की तरफ जाना है, तो पूरे रास्ते में जितने भी स्टेट्स या जितने भी दूसरे रेलवे सिस्टम आएंगे उनके बीच में रेवेन्यू का शेयर कैसे हो, उस सब को ध्यान में रखते हुए 1905 में पीडब्ल्यूडी से निकाल के रेलवे को रेलवे बोर्ड के अंतर्गत रखा गया। 1989 में रेलवे का एक नया एक्ट आया, उस वक्त अगर 1905 के एक्ट को इसमें मर्ज कर देते ठीक रहता, लेकिन तब नहीं हुआ। अब 1905 के रेलवे बोर्ड एक्ट के सभी प्रोविजन को 1989 के एक्ट में लाके एक सिंप्लीफिकेशन का प्रयास है इस बिल में।
मिस्टर त्रिवेदी, हाउ डू यू लुक एट दिस बिल? व्हाट आर द इंटरेस्टिंग फीचर्स और न्यू फीचर्स एंड हाउ इट इज गोइंग टू हेल्प द रेलवेज इन इट्स फंक्शनिंग?
यू सी, दिस बिल हैज फोर कंपोनेंट्स। द फर्स्ट कंपोनेंट डील्स विद द रैशनलाइजेशन। प्रेजेंटली रेलवे इज गवर्नड बाय टू एक्ट्स। फर्स्ट इज द इंडियन रेलवेज एक्ट 1989 एंड सेकंड वाज रेलवे बोर्ड एक्ट 1905। नाउ it was very rational to govern a large organization like Indian Railways with two acts. The first part of this bill is to merge the two bills. The Railway Act 1905 will be dropped. The bill 1989 Act and will now have all the provisions which were earlier contained in 1905 Act. So there will be one single act which will control the working of this railway and it will help in quick decision making and will rationalize the working of railway ministry in general and railway board.
I think one point that bill says also, you don't have to refer to two bills, two laws every time.
Yeah. For running the organization, you don't have to refer now to two bills. One single act will govern the working of Indian Railways. And second is the empowerment of the zonal railways. This bill ensures that the zonal railways are able to run new trains, decide on new routes, decide on new terminals and new facilities for the passengers depending on the local requirement, which sometimes with the centralized working of railway board, it was not possible. And third is, there is a provision of independent regulator, which in future might result in good efficiency build-up and competition from other players too.
You told about four.
So, and the four, and the thing is that empowerment of zonal railways and power to decide. This act also provides central government the power to decide the tenure, qualification, experience, and other and the selection process for the railway board members, so as to make it more powerful.
Yesterday, we heard many opposition members raising question whether this bill will impact the autonomy of or the efficiency of railway board. They said that there might be more interference of government. So, Mr. Trivedi, do you believe in that, or you believe that the railway board will be much more autonomous or more independent to take many decisions?
I personally feel that after the empowerment which this act provides to zonal railways and to the railway board, the railway should act in a more independent and autonomous manner and in a more efficient manner and in a position to take bigger decisions.
Do you think that, you know, because this government will come out with rules and regulations for appointment of board members, you know, what kind of qualifications will there be? It will give a new opportunity to, you know, bring new manpower with, you know, new experience, or, you know, we have expertise in all in different areas.
I feel that with the freedom to the government to select railway board members and the qualification and the experience, there will be induction of fresh talent, diverse talent from different sectors of society and maybe other organizations, and which will make it more meaningful, more powerful and more focused to execute the plan to bring railways and make it capable of meeting the challenges which it's facing today.
You have been a general manager in railways, which is general managers can also become member of railway board. Yesterday, we heard minister talking about how financial empowerment of general managers have been made. Like they can open tenders and approve projects up to 1,000 crore. On their own can clear projects up to 50 crore. How does it impact in the railway working?
This will greatly improve railway working because the decision making process will be swifter. Till a few years back, for every small decisions, we were required to run to Railway Board to seek their approval, to seek their clearances. Today, already, in fact, the government is working in the direction for last 10 years. And every year we find that the number of times we have to seek approvals and clearances from Railway Board is coming down. Now, with this act, it has been formalized. And with the powers given to Railway Board to approve any tender of any value and sanctioning projects up to 50 crores, it will help in catering to the requirement of the local people in a much more effective manner and in a much more efficient manner.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, general managers know what is required there and what should be done quickly to, you know, create enough facilities. One thing, when we see this entire act, new act, which is going to be promulgated soon, if you see, there has been a thought of government that we should get rid of the colonial acts. This was one of them. So how do you look at, not just this one, many acts are now being amended to do away with the colonial acts.
You are right, because the colonial mindset has to be given up. And because it's a democratic country where the government has to work for the general masses and the public, citizens of the country. And when you have to work for the thinking that you are a ruler and these acts are to help you to act as a ruler, that mindset has to be given up. This Railway Act will enforce people to serve the local government, local people. And it will be, ultimately, it will benefit the citizens of the country because they will be able to approach the general manager or the divisional railway manager who is next door to them and request for the actions which they expect from him. And DRM or GM will be in a position to execute that work. He cannot come out with the excuse that I have to refer to Railway Board or I have to seek approval of committee and all that, and he will be forced to take decisions then and there, and which will add to the efficiency and will help the people of his area.
Yes, that's right, because now they will have no excuse. You have been in railways for a very long time. You have seen how railway has transformed from in every aspect. We have now better trains, modern trains. Our trucks are becoming much better quality. Interlocking system, electronic interlocking system, everything has changed. How do you see that railway is going to go in the next 10, 20 years? What will be the road ahead for railways? Because yesterday we heard minister, he talked about many changes are happening, more will happen, maybe 3 times more than what we have seen in the past.
Yes. You see, the future roadmap of the Indian Railways is laid out in the National Railway Plan, which came out in 2022. So yes. One of the things we are lacking at present is that the share of railways in the freight loading is 27%, which used to be more than 50% till few decades back. But as the economy of India galloped fast, the expansion of railways lagged behind the expansion of the road network. As I told you that by the turn of the century, while both highways and rail network were at same level of around 65,000 kilometers, today highways have crossed 150,000 kilometers and railways have still to touch 70,000 kilometers. So the need of the hour is that, as enshrined in National Railway Plan, railway must achieve 45% of the total commodity flow which is happening in the country. And for that, and to achieve that, network expansion, terminal expansion, is training facilities so that we get highly skilled staff, drivers, station masters, all that is required.
You know, one thing you said very rightly, that you know there is a need to shift more cargo, more freight from road to railways for 2-3 reasons. Number one, cost-wise, it's much lesser if you, you know, transport things by trains. Pollution, air pollution is much less. Number of crashes or accidents will also reduce. So what should be the way out to ensure that more and more goods will, you know, shift from road to rail? Maybe there is a need to focus on new areas, new basket of items which can go through the rail. Do you believe like that, sir?
One thing is clearly written on the wall, that the coal will go away. Today, coal is the basic commodity which is carried by the railways. It accounts for 50% of the total cargo of Indian Railways. After 20 years, when everything gets switched over to renewables, there will be no coal to carry. So at that time, we'll have to ensure that by containerization, by multimodal cargo complexes, we snatch the traffic which presently is moving by the road in the overall interest of environment, economy, and for the sustainability reasons.
So more and more steps have to be taken.
Multimodal traffic, containerization of the traffic, and the Gati Shakti terminals, expansion of Gati Shakti terminals, the use of IT, use of artificial intelligence, new technology, IoT, all these things have to be imbibed and absorbed to ensure that the railway operations become faster, swifter, and people on their own opt for the railway transport.
In railways, you have been for more than 3 decades, as you told me earlier. So what are the major changes that you have seen in railways? The approach of government, approach of the entire administration, what has changed for better regions?
One of the basic change which we've noticed in last one decade is the availability of funds. So earlier, the excuse used to be that for not doing work is that there are no funds. Now, one excuse is not there at all, that there is no funds. So that excuse is gone away. Number two, the delayering, the number of layers which you have to go up to get the proposals approved. That has earlier, initially it was taken to 300 crore, the 500 crores, 1000 crore. And now there is no upper limit on the level of projects which a general manager can sanction. So the decision-making capability has gone up. And the third thing, the non-interference, non-political interference, which has helped in professional execution of the major projects.
Second thing, one more area that people usually talk about is about passenger amenities, more trains.
Passenger amenities, yes, a lot of funds have been, and this station development schemes, although they could have taken place at a much, one should have gone at a higher pace, but like Rani Kamlapati station at Bhopal, Ahmedabad railway station, so station development schemes, the cleanliness at the railway station, the CCTV networks, at security, the cleanliness, security, the other amenities have definitely improved when you compared, look at things about 1 or 2, 3 decades back.
Yeah, that's what we heard by Railway Minister Ashwin Vaishnaw talking about, that you see the number of toilets have been built in the trains and the way new designs are being brought to ensure
you
that...
See, basic problem that earlier all the human waste was discharged on the track. Now with the bio toilets, there is absolutely nil discharge of railway human waste from toilets on the track. It has not only improved the environment, it has also improved the life of the rails, because that human waste, night soil, when it was falling on the track, it was resulting in corrosion. So like that, today, all the stations are electronically interlocked. There is a new signaling system. The concrete sleepers are there all over. As Minister pointed out, the thick web switches, which permit higher axle load, higher speeds, they are spreading at a very high speed. So both in all works, the railway, the most important achievement, which no other railway system in the world has been able to achieve, is the electrification. India is the only major railway in the world which is 100% electrified. Very major achievement.
And the two, the scale of our operation is completely different than other countries. You are, you know, people are already in trains. Those are high loads on the, above that.
If you compare to Europe, there is no cargo traffic. There are only passenger trains. But in India, on the same track, the passenger trains also run, coal trains also run, and other miscellaneous traffic also runs on those tracks. So it's a salute to the army of railwaymen who are doing this work day in, day out, and with the support of the government, which has come up in last decade, things are improving almost by the day.
Yes, Mr. Trivedi, I hope with the new act in place, there will be more cohesion in the working of railways, and we will see better days for the railways, which is we treated as our national transporter. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely, no doubt that railway has a bright future with this act.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on key features of the Railway Amendment Bill 2024. The participants were Lalit Chandra Trivedi, former General Manager, East Central Railways, and Deepak Kumar Dash, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Spotlight.